This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Morning.
How are you going?
Very, very good.
Now, we should point out that you're an Aussie lad.
Yes, I am. Grew up in Sydney.
That is cool. Let's start off. How is it that you came to be a producer of movies in the States?
Well, interestingly enough, when I was growing up in Australia, in the 60s and 70s, my mother had a television show called the What's-Her-Name Show in the afternoon. It was a kid's show with puppets. And as a kid, I would go along to the TV station to watch her make that television show. And when I came to the U.S. to go to college in the 70s, I wanted to get into that same business because of that and started a business here. And I've been doing that here now for about 30 years in the U.S., making commercials and movies.
When did you become a Christian in this whole process?
I came to the Lord when I was 7 years old. My parents are missionaries there. My dad is a bush pilot, and he flies into the outback. He has a ministry called Outback Patrol. And so as a young child, I used to go along to all the church services and the Sunday school classes. And when I was 7 years old, came to the Lord in a Sunday school class.
So an Aussie in the States, a Christian guy, which I guess values-wise, you may come up against a few things when you want to be a producer there. I imagine it wasn't a clean, smooth run.
Well, I've kind of stayed away from the typical Hollywood thing. I live in Orlando, Florida, which is on the other side of the country. But I've always wanted to get into Christian movies. But, you know, Hollywood shuns anything like that, especially any religious kind of movies. And so I was never able to fulfill my dream of making Christian movies until about 5 years ago when another Aussie, Mel Gibson, made The Passion. And Hollywood shunned him too and said, oh, that nobody will ever go see a religious film. But then when the film made $611 million, it kind of woke up Hollywood and they said, hey, you know what? There's a bunch of Christians that go to see movies. We ought to make movies like that.
Pride.
And we came along right at that time with a little movie called Facing the Giants. And it was just perfectly timed that Hollywood was looking for another Christian movie, and we got distribution for Facing the Giants.
Prior to The Passion, and obviously Facing the Giants as well, what was your opinion and views on Christian TV shows, Christian movies?
Well, unfortunately, Christian films and television have had a bad name, mainly because they didn't have the budgets, and it gets down to execution. You know, they just weren't very well executed. When you don't have distribution, when you can't get a big studio to put your movie in theaters, hardly anybody's going to see it, and you can't get any money for it. And so, unfortunately, Christian movies have always had a bad rap because of that they just didn't have the budgets and the clout to really make them well. Or it costs you so much to get them into theaters. It's called four-walling, where you have to actually buy the theaters yourself. It was just crushing the cost. In the old days when Billy Graham and Worldwide Pictures made Christian films, it would just cost them a fortune to get them into theaters because they had to go out and buy all the theaters themselves. So this whole world has been turned on its ear now after The Passion, and that Hollywood actually would want to distribute a Christian film is just mind-blowing.
So when a church ministry approaches you and says, we want you to be the professional guy to produce this film, that would have been pretty cool. What was it like being the professional on set with everyone around you?
Well, it was really a divine appointment. About 5 years ago, they came to me. I have a studio here in Orlando, and I put on a seminar every year for churches where we show them kind of behind the scenes of how you do special effects and how you film things. The ministers from Sherwood Baptist that made those two movies came to the seminar, and they came up to me after, and they said, we really feel the Lord is telling us that you can help us make our next movie. And I kind of laughed, and I said, okay, we'll see what happens with that. And they gave me a little movie that they had made by themselves in the church for $30,000. And I took the movie, and I shook their hands, and I thought, boy, this is not going to be very good if it's only $30,000. But actually, the movie was quite well done. It was a great story, not very well filmed, but a well-told story. And so I called them back, and I said, I think I can help you give it a Hollywood look whenever you want to do this again. And so about 6 months later, they sent me the script for Facing the Giants, and it was a great little screenplay. And I said, yeah, I can bring four or five of my professional friends up and we'll help you make that movie. And they said, well, we can't pay you, but we can feed you and we can house you. Can you come help us? And so we did. And that started just a wonderful relationship with that church in Albany, Georgia, that's now led on to Fireproof.
When you got the pitch and the script for Fireproof, what did you think? What was your initial thoughts?
Oh, we loved it. We saw that just had wonderful potential, but we knew that it needed a little bit more than what they had done in the past. Obviously, the church doesn't have much money to make these movies, and they've never paid any actors. And so, you know, there's a drawback there. And so we were hoping that they could at least find some money to get a good actor. Well, in the background, the Lord was working there, and Kirk Cameron, as you know from his past, has done Growing Pains and then the Left Behind series. He had seen Facing the Giants, the movie they made before, and he contacted him and said, you know, I hear you're making another movie. If you ever need help, I'd love to help you. And so he came down, and we cast him for the movie, and they knew they didn't have any money to pay him because he's a Screen Actors Guild actor, you know, and there's certain minimums you have to pay. And they said, we'd really love you to be in our movie, but we can't afford you, you know. And how are we gonna get around the SAG rules? And he said, well, he says, let me think about that. I think I can figure that out. He says, I've got a charity that we run that's a kids' ranch for, like, terminally ill children. And he said, maybe if you give my kids' ranch a donation, I'll then tell SAG that I'm going to work on this movie as a donation for what you've done for my charity. So they said, that's great, and they did that. And so Kirk came on and did the entire movie for free, and it just took the movie to a whole nother level that they could have, you know, a real actor playing the lead of the movie.
That's very cool. Now, this is the big question this morning. I don't know the last time you came to Australia, but we have a film compound here called Tropfest. We spoke to the winner of Tropfest, Genevieve. She's going to Hollywood to pitch movies. We pitched the idea of a chicken that plays the piano. We think it's gold. She didn't like it, so we're now passing it on to you. Dave Nixon, a movie solely around a chicken that plays a piano. What do you think?
I think you got something there.
Excellent. That's all we want to hear.
And can we send our headshots and show reels and stuff to you as well for future?
We're wearing chicken suits, but I'm sure that's all right.
We work for free too.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
There we go.
That's what we want. David Nixon, thank you very much.
My pleasure, man.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.